Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. This hour we'll talk about some tips from the book and the way I do things here at the farm. You know, it's during the breaks I get some of farm work done, and I just came back from feeding the chickens. And it really is, it's a wonderful thing having chickens. You know, they eat the bugs, as we talked about with Stephen Huer. And they're wonderful to watch. I mean, they're so busy all the time. I mean, they're just looking for things to eat. And if you have them for a while, you can train them. And I train them to come when I call them. I say, choop, choop, and that's all I have to do. No matter where they are, they could be 300 feet away, and they come running. And I don't have to call them a bunch of times. I just call them once. And they know. They know that there's something good at the end of that call. And I feed them, and they let me go near them, and I can pick them up and carry them around and give them a hug, and it's kind of neat. So you can do that, too. All right, so let's talk about receptacles. I mentioned to a number of our instructors, and I have even mentioned it on the air, that I have yet to see a house that's wired properly, at least according to the way I would wire it. Shortcuts are taken. And one of the shortcuts that I absolutely do not like, and I've mentioned this before, there's a reason why I'm mentioning it again. It's a common problem. And receptacles have typically two brass screws on one side and two silver-colored screws on the other side and one green screw for grounds. And it's I don't know why people do this. But I guess maybe it's faster. But people who wire houses will take, if you have, let's say, five receptacles on a circuit, they will wire the receptacles using the five screws. They'll put the incoming black wire on one brass screw, the outgoing black wire on the other brass screw, the incoming white wire on the silver-colored screw, and the outgoing white wire on the silver-colored screw, and then they'll tie the grounds together. But what they do is they generally, at least in my experience, they don't use a wire nut on the ground. They just take the ground wires and twist them together and put one of the twisted wires on the green screw. It's unacceptable. Because of corrosion and oxidation, and you are absolutely positively dependent on that ground wire for your computer running stably. You know, you can have all kinds of weird things happen if you don't have a good ground. But the problem is you won't know unless you test each individual receptacle with a receptacle tester, and you can buy that for about $5. And I suggest you consider doing that. Now, the risky part comes in if you choose to do the next step, which is actually take the cover plate off and make sure you shut off the breaker before you do that. And make sure that you know that breaker is shut off, because you can plug in the device to each of the parts of the receptacle that will take a plug. Because you can actually wire a receptacle such that the bottom receptacle is powered differently from the top one. So even though one of them might be off, the other one might be on. That's not a common case, but the example of that is if you have a light that's powered by a light switch on the wall. You flip the switch and the table lamp comes on, for example. But yet the other part of that receptacle you could have on all the time. So you need to make sure you get the right the right circuit shut off when you test this. But what I'm saying is that's the wrong way, according to me, to wire an outlet. What I would do is twist those two black wires together. Of course, you have to strip the wires and put a pigtail of about 8 inches on that wire and use a wire nut and tighten it tightly. And that way, you will not have downstream problems with that receptacle. That pigtail, the black pigtail would go to the one brass screw tightly wrapped around the screw, and the white pigtail would go to the silver-colored screw. And then the ground wires would be, those two wires would be wire nutted together with a pigtail that's a ground wire. That way, you have a really good connection. And so the downstream outlets are not affected by a loose wire on one of those screws. So why am I repeating this? Because I was asked to go to one of our instructors' houses and help him with his wiring. And he told me what the symptom was. His ceiling fan didn't work, and the downstream outlets didn't work, and the light switches didn't work. And he wanted to know what the problem was. And I said, well, I think it's one of those screws on the receptacle, probably one of the first receptacles in the series, in the string of Romex cable, has come loose. And I was almost right. Because what happened was the guy who wired that receptacle didn't strip off enough of the insulation. And because he didn't strip off enough of the insulation, he put the plastic insulation under part of the screw on the receptacle. And by doing that, the screw wasn't tight enough. So it worked sometimes and not most of the time. Now, that can cause a really serious problem called an arc fault, ARC. You've seen arc welders, you know, that bright, bright electrical corona, so hot that you can melt steel with it. So think about that. If you have an arc fault at the junction of a receptacle screw and the Romex wire, you can burn your house down. Literally. Now, they make arc fault breakers, but, you know, they're expensive, and so do you take all your breakers out and replace them with arc fault breakers? I'm not going to recommend or not recommend. I'm not going to say do it or not do it. But I am going to say it's a possibility. But you can prevent a lot of that, almost all of it, in my opinion, by using the correct method of attaching the copper wire from Romex around the screw and tightening the screw securely with a flat blade screwdriver. Not a Phillips screwdriver, because you can't get enough torque on the screw. But there's always a risk that you're going to poke that flat blade screwdriver right through your hand if you slip. So I suggest you position that receptacle on something stable, or use a thick glove, maybe a leather glove, so if you do slip, you're not going to injure yourself, or take other precautions as you see fit. The bottom line is, when you're wiring a switch or a receptacle, in my opinion, absolutely, positively, do not use those push-in connectors on the back of the device, meaning you can just strip the wire and stick it in without wrapping it around a screw. I think that's a crazy way of doing it. You don't have enough surface area, you don't have enough contact in order to, surface contact, in order to have good conduction of electricity. Okay. So those are a couple of the thoughts that I have about that. And you might want to test all the outlets in your home to make sure you have a good ground. And if you don't, you can get the Black & Decker book on how to wire receptacles and switches and so forth. But even that book will show you that, hey, yeah, you can stick the wire right into the back of that device, the receptacle or the switch, and just poke it in there, and spring tension will secure it. Well, I guess it passes Underwriters Laboratory standards, but that doesn't pass mine. And the other thing is, you always wrap the copper wire around the screw in the direction that you're going to tighten the screw. And what I saw, I couldn't believe. So a guy who claimed he was an electrician wrapped the wire the wrong way. So what happens is, if you wrap the wire clockwise around the screw, when you tighten the screw, you tighten the wire and you don't unwrap the wire from the screw. If you if you make the loop the wrong way, you will loosen it when you're tightening the screw. That's crazy. But yet, I saw it. I saw firsthand. One side of the receptacle was wired correctly. The other side, the wires were wrapped the wrong way. And that was the outlet that had the failure. So I just wanted to share that. Next thing, toilets. I've gotten a number of calls from instructors over the years about their toilets leaking. Why do toilets leak? Well, I'm talking about leaking from the wax seal at the base of the toilet. I'm not talking about the supply line. I'm talking about the wax seal. So that when you flush the toilet, liquid comes out. Usually it comes out either into the basement or it comes out on the floor under the toilet where the toilet meets the floor. The porcelain toilet meets the floor. Why is that? It's usually the same cause every time. Because whoever installed the toilet did not secure the toilet to the floor. There's several ways of doing that. When a toilet is installed, typically, there is a ring that has slots in it. And usually brass bolts are fitted into this ring. And the toilet is then bolted to the ring, which is the sewer pipe. And what happens is, a lot of those rings are made out of plastic. And if you tighten them too much, you break the plastic ring under the toilet. Now you have a huge problem. Replacing that is pretty difficult. You might need some special tools, an inside pipe cutter to do that, and a special flange. So you don't want to do that. You don't want to over-tighten it. But you do want to make that bolt and nut that's on either side or each side of the toilet tight enough so that the toilet doesn't rock. Then what you do is once you get that secure and you test it and make sure it doesn't leak, then you caulk the base of the toilet. Now, some people think that you should not caulk the toilet. Well, there's a really good reason why you should. And the reason is simple. If the surface of the toilet and if the surface of the floor were perfectly flat, smooth, you wouldn't have too many problems. But that's never the case. If your toilet is mounted on a concrete floor, the floor is not smooth. If the toilet is mounted on a wood subfloor, you know, with maybe vinyl on it or ceramic tile, it's not smooth. So what really happens is that toilet is sitting on a few high points of the floor in the toilet. And the toilet will rock. And if it rocks, the wax seal will leak. It's a certainty. So to prevent that, you tighten appropriately those nuts on those brass bolts so that the toilet is secure to the flange underneath the toilet. And then you caulk around the base of the toilet so that there's a larger, much, much larger surface contact area of the toilet to the caulk and the caulk to the floor. And if you do it that way, you're pretty much guaranteed of never having a leak. And that's the way we do it right here at the farm. When we come back, I'll talk about what do you do if you want to add oil to your engine and you don't have a funnel? Or what's the best funnel to have? Can you make your own funnel? And then I'll tell you about compressors, the difference between oiled compressors and oil-less compressors, and how to make your tools last longer, and a lot more.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects, big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, some more tips from the book. Many years ago, I was on the road, and I needed to pour some oil into the engine. It was a long trip. And, if you look under the hood a lot of vehicles, you kind of have to wonder who designed that spot where the oil fill is on the engine. And a lot of Chevrolet trucks, you can't reach it. It's like so far back and so far up and back, you just can't reach it. And the hole is so small that you're likely to spill oil if you don't have a funnel. So I decided that I would take an empty but clean oil bottle. You know, those plastic oil bottles. And I had the cap on it. It was clean, but it was, you know, I used the contents of it. Had a couple drops in it. And I took my Gerber serrated knife, and I cut the bottom off of this little oil container. And then I took the cap off. I put the oil container, the quart bottle, in the oil fill, and I used it as a funnel. And it worked perfectly. So whenever I fill an engine with oil, I always pull the dipstick out a little bit so that air can escape easily so that I don't bubble out oil, you know, if it goes in too fast. So that's one thing you can do, is pull the dipstick out. But just remember to put it back in before you drive away. So I used a clean but used, normally discarded type oil bottle as a funnel. Now, what do you do next? Because that's going to have oil in it, and it can attract dust. So what I do with all of them, I have them on the bench, and I put them in Ziploc baggies, you know, the freezer type, the heavier ones. So that is my funnel, and it's better than any funnel you can buy, way better. So I just wanted to share that thought with you, that you can make your own funnel if you have to, and that funnel is really better than any funnel that I've ever used. But you have to hold it so it doesn't jump out of some of the fills, you know, some of the fill openings on some of the engine. Steve Elkins, welcome.
Hey there, Vincent. How you doing? You know, I've got this image in my head of you reaching down and hugging your chicken.
Yeah.
I want a picture of that. I'll put that on my computer for wallpaper. That would be a cool picture.
Yeah. Yeah, I just say choop choop and they come running.
Yeah, they do. They're amazing. They're amazing. Hey, I just wanted to give a plug, if I may, for a guest I'm going to have on my program, Off the Beaten Path on RBN, which is every Sunday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I've got a guest on the 22nd. I just wanted to throw by your listening audience, because I think a lot of your listening audience is kind of my listening audience. People want to be informed and educated. But I've got a guest. Her name is Orlene Curla. Now, she's the California state president for Eagle Forum, and also an author, and very, very much out there as far as being an activist, political activist for the right side, of course. And we're going to be discussing Agenda 2030, Agenda 21. We're going to be discussing ICLEI, which is Governments for Sustainability. It's the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. We're going to be talking about the 2017 fires in Northern California and the most recent fires in 2019 in Northern California and Southern California. And what's the new developments, so what we found out, the truth, not what has been spun and told on mainstream media. And I just wanted to let your listeners know that if they want to tune in. That's December 22nd, Off the Beaten Path, with myself, Steve Elkins, and my special guest, Orlene Curla, on the 22nd of December.
Okay. And I want to thank you for inviting me to be with you last night on RBN Public Broadcasting, talking about automatic transmissions and automotive preparedness. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was. It was. You know, I felt like I was with Click and Clack. You know, a flashback from the NPR days listening to Click and Clack. I got my own right here. Vincent Finelli, the guy we can't stump. I can't seem to stump you on anything.
You know, it was interesting that we got so many callers last night. This was between the hours of 6 and 8 p.m., so if you want to listen to that broadcast class, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org and go to the archives for the National Intel Report, John Statmiller's broadcast. And we got so many wonderful compliments. I couldn't believe they were talking about us. Hey, Steve, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a 14-hour impeachment inquiry hearing that went into late last night, the House Judiciary Committee has now taken action.
Mr. Chairman, there are 23 ayes and 17 noes.
The article is agreed to. The resolution is amended as ordered, reported favorably to the House.
The Democratic-led committee approving two articles of impeachment against President Trump a short time ago, one accusing him of abusing power, the other of obstructing Congress. Those articles are now being referred to the full House, which is expected to debate and then vote on them next week. Police are investigating a shooting of an employee at a food service factory in Georgia. Reports are the gunman just entered the Dart Container Corporation this morning and shot one worker, and the Rockdale County Sheriff's Office says they're still looking for that suspect. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
But I know if you wonder today's hot.
Watch it. Oh,
God, you're
take my
when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Next on the list is air compressors. I bought my first air compressor from Sears Roebuck and Company back around 1971. It's a 240-volt model, 20-gallon tank, so it's 48 years old. And I bought one with a cast iron pump, meaning it's just like an automobile engine, single cylinder or two cylinder. This one happens to be two cylinders. And it has a cast iron pump, and it has a piston with rings, and the cylinder is cast iron, just like an automobile engine. And it has a crankcase and a lubrication system that would splash oil onto the cylinder walls the piston rings, the piston, the connecting rod, crankshaft, all of it. And it has lasted since 1971. It's pretty impressive. I think it was $129.95 back then. And if I wanted to sell it today, I could sell it for easily, probably more than I paid for it. Okay? But I still have it. It's 20 gallons. It works fine. Now, the next compressor that I bought was when we were building this house. And I wanted to have a compressor that had enough reserve capacity, meaning enough compressed air in a tank, that I could use a nail gun, a framing nail gun. So, you know, bang, bang, bang with the framing nail gun uses a lot of compressed air. So I bought one that was a 240 volt again. It's a vertical tank instead of one on wheels. It's a vertical tank, and it sits in one place. And you can bolt it to the floor if you want. I just have ours setting on rubber shock absorbers, you know, rubber cushions, heavy rubber cushions, kind of like a tread cut out of a tire, like that. And it has it's a two-cylinder. It's got a cast iron pump, cast iron cylinder, and it has a splash lubrication system, has a crankcase with oil in it. Now, if you contrast that, and it works fine, no failures of any kind. And so that's, you know, over 15 years old. If you contrast that to what you might get at the Chinese factory tool outlet or some other tool resellers, you'll find that you can get an oiled version or an oil-free. If you want one that will last a lot longer, you need to get the kind that is lubricated with oil. If you don't really care about how long it's going to last, you can get the oilless. The oilless are really loud, annoyingly loud. So loud, you're going to want it to be way away from you if you're using one. Now, the only oilless compressor that we have, I bought it on Craigslist. I think it was $30. And the only reason I bought it was so that if I have a flat tire 3/4 of a mile away from, you know, the garage here at the farm, I can bring this little compressor out there, hook it up to an inverter, and in 20 minutes or so I can inflate a tire because it's small and it's weak. And it won't last very long. It's made by Campbell Hausfield, I believe. Now, how long will they last? At the most, 2,000 hours. So if you use it every day, you might get 18 months out of it. That's disposable, right? Now, if you look at the oil type, 15,000 hours, or about 7x in terms of life expectancy. And the oil type is way quieter, way more durable, more expensive, will certainly last longer, and it's the way to go, in my opinion. So if you want longevity, forget the oilless compressors. I have a pretty low opinion of them. I know someone who has one, and it is so loud and vibrates so much, you can't stand to use it. And I'm not exaggerating. So there you have it about compressors. And, you know, there's some brands that, like Husky, are okay. Even Lowe's. I bought ours from Lowe's because at the time I had a 10% discount. And it was $500, 10% off. And when they rang it up, they made a mistake. So they took 10% off and tried to fix it, and they took another 10% off, and then, you know, the assistant manager came over and tried to fix that. And by the time they were done fixing my 10% off, I got the $500 compressor for $350. And they gave up. They said, look, we can't fix this error on this cash register. Just please take it for $350. I was delighted to do that. You know, I was willing to pay the regular price for it because it's that good. So that's what I have. Now, make sure that your compressor has a heat exchanger on it to cool off the compressed air coming right out of the compressor because it'll be really, really hot. So look at that and make sure, in my opinion, if you're following my suggestion, you get one that is an oil type that has an oil lubrication system. Okay, next thing. So yesterday, a shipment of used tools I bought. I wanted to buy some tools that were vintage. I don't like some of these new tools. I think they're pretty poor in terms of construction, in terms of sizing. So some of these Chi-Com wrenches aren't accurate in their size, and I think they're seconds, meaning, we can sell them to a homeowner. They won't know the difference because they don't fit the nuts and bolts properly because they're out of spec. So I wanted to buy some used quality tools, and I did. I found a guy on the Internet who was selling some pliers, and I wanted very specific pliers. I wanted them to be the ones that the Bell system, meaning Bell Telephone, supplied their technicians with, and I'm talking about, you know, in the 70s. And there was a guy who was selling, a lot of them. And so I bought the whole lot, and he was willing to come down in price, and I bought them for less than the cost of new pliers. And then the new pliers would be the Chi-Coms, right? So these are much heavier. They'll last much longer. They're made by companies called Utica, Crescent, so diagonal cutters, also known as Dykes, and telephone needle nose pliers for the telephone wiring, which are the kind that I use for wiring electrical sockets and receptacles and, you know, home and farm wiring. But they had a lot of grime on the plastic dipped handles. And they'd been sitting around for quite a while. So I wanted to clean them off. So how do you do that? Well, we just drained a transmission on a vehicle, and so I had a bucket of, when I say bucket, like a Rubbermaid bucket that's graduated so you can measure how much fluid is in it. It held like a couple gallons. And I just dipped the pliers, put some rubber gloves on. And you can get those at the Chinese factory tool outlet, the blue rubber gloves for working on auto mechanics. And I dipped them into, most of the way, but not completely, into this bucket of used automatic transmission fluid. And I opened and closed the pliers a whole bunch of times. And within, 30 seconds, these grimy, grungy pliers operated better and better and better. And so then I turned them over and I dipped the handles in. And then I put them in a can to let them, kind of drip the excess oil off. And then I took a shop cloth using these latex gloves, and I wiped the handles. Now, they don't look exactly brand new, but they look a lot better. They're a lot cleaner, and a lot of the grime and grunge is off them, and they operate really well. So now I have a set of vintage tools that are in pretty darn good condition at about the same price as the cheap, junky Chi-Com inferior mismatched noses on the pliers. So these actually, when you close the pliers, the points actually line up because they're the best America ever made. So if you want to get a set, they are marked Bell System, Bell space System, as in Bell Laboratories or the Bell System, the telephone company. We have some gear wrenches. Some of them are from the Chinese factory tool outlet. Some of them are gear wrench brand gear wrenches. And I want them to last longer, too. So I had a bunch of those, Metric and SAE. So what do? Well, I've got that bucket of ATF, automatic transmission fluid. I dip the gear end side into the bucket, spin it around, spin the wrench around, dip it in again, and then lie it flat so that the excess oil will drip onto some cardboard. You can do that as well. And it works great. So I always wipe off the tools. And I don't mind a very light coat of oil. I have the same tools, the same Craftsman, the SK Wayne, the Husky. I have the tools, the Proto, the Mac, from the 1960s and 1970s. I still have my tools. Of course, I add more and more and more tools, but I still have the old ones because I don't lose them. I remember where I put them. I don't leave them outside. And I wipe them off when I'm done. And if you dip your ratchet head into ATF, and it can be used ATF, you know, let it settle for a couple of days, let the heavy particles settle to the bottom of the container, dip the ratchet head in it, spin it around. But, you know, you don't want to get this oil on your hands because it's a known carcinogen. And ATF really, really works well. Okay, so I like, in terms of the best value in ratchet wrenches, I don't particularly like all of the Craftsman. I only like fine-tooth ratchets. I don't like the one where you have to rotate the ratchet handle a lot of degrees in order to make it click. I want a fine-tooth ratchet. So I don't like all of the old Craftsman. Some of them are okay, but I only like the fine-tooth versions. And Husky makes a really good, you know, for a vintage ratchet, I'm talking about the 70s, excellent. SK Wayne, excellent. And for spark plugs, I like the flex head ratchet. And the one I like is stamped either SK Wayne or Husky or Champion, as in Champion Spark Plug. So there was a tool company that made them for the Champion Spark Plug Company. It's marked Champion, and they work really well. So I like the flex head ratchets, but I don't like the ones with the bent handle. I like the straight handle. And you get a little more leverage because the flex head ratchets are a little longer. I don't like what I see in the new Chi-Com flex head ratchets. Okay. I'm just looking here, trying to read my own writing. Oh, telephones. If you have one of those cordless telephones, I'm not talking about a cell phone. I'm talking about one of those, they're marked AT&T or VTech, the Chinese factory outlet sells them, Sam's Club sells them, you get them on the internet. If you have one of those telephones that you can hit the button and put on speakerphone and walk around with it, around your house without wires, well, of course there's electromagnetic radiation in the microwave band, but if you have a power failure, that darn thing isn't going to work. Because the base station that's connected to the landline is powered by a transformer that's plugged into your wall outlet. So when the power fails, that darn thing isn't going to work. Even if you have a full charge on the handset, it's not going to work. So what do you do? Well, you hook it up to your computer, UPS, uninterruptible power, and then it will work. We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, if you want to see the condition of the water that you're drinking, if you lift up the lid on the toilet tank where you're living, your home, your apartment, you'll get a chance to see what's growing in that toilet tank. So if you have a municipal water supply, you'll probably find that that toilet tank looks really clean inside and there's nothing growing, no black gooey stuff, no green gooey stuff, no biologicals living in there because of the chlorine that's killed it all. But if you have a well, you might find that the toilet tank has turned black on the inside. And that kind of tells you that there's some biological life inside that toilet tank. So what do you do? Well, you can shock the well. Now, I want you to do your research before you believe anything I say, anything I say on this broadcast. But I'll tell you what we do. If you have a well, you typically have a cap on the well. And it has maybe 5, 6, 7 bolts. They're usually stainless steel. You loosen them with a 7/16 wrench and socket. And when you take the well cap off, you'll see some wires in there, and those are the wires that go down to the well pump, which is typically at the bottom of the well. Sometimes well pumps are, you know, inside the basement, but most of the time today they're at the bottom of the well. And when you take that off, you get a chance to see what the well casing looks like, the wiring and so forth. So what you do is, or what I do, I'm not telling you what to do, I'll just tell you what I do. What I do is I will take a very clean bucket of water, drinkable water, water that I wouldn't mind drinking out of a bucket that I wouldn't mind drinking out of as well. Okay, so it's a clean bucket beforehand, it's all clean, and I'll fill it with, let's say, 3-4 gallons of water. And I will take some chlorine bleach, plain chlorine bleach, not scented, not lemon scented or fresh scent or whatever they sell, just the plain old chlorine bleach. And I'll pour about a half a gallon down the well. And then I'll put the cap on the chlorine bottle, and I will then rinse the well casing and the wiring that I poured chlorine on with that bucket of water. And then I'll put the cap on. with the same bolts and gasket that I removed. And then I'll go in the house, and I'll, if I have a water softener, I'll let the water softener stay in line, and I'll let this chlorinated water come from the well and go into the water softener. And I'll turn on the hot water, turn on the cold water, and I will then, when I smell the chlorine smell coming out of each faucet, I then shut it off. Hot water, cold water, at each location. Bathtub, shower, toilet, every bit of it. And I'll let the chlorine sit in the water to disinfect the pipes. And then, after an hour or so, I will then flush that, all the pipes. And so you just turn on the water and flush the pipes until that chlorine smell goes away. Then it's probably safe to drink, but you do not want to drink that chlorinated water. You don't want to get it on your hands. It's poisonous. But it'll kill the biologicals in your well. Now, you may have to run a garden hose to get the rest of the water out of your plumbing, you know, flush the well. So what happens is that chlorine goes into the well, into that underground reservoir, and it will disinfect the water all around your well, including your well plumbing. And it works great. But make sure that you're careful and you don't drink the chlorinated water because it's deadly. Now, the professionals don't do it that way. They do everything the same except they don't use liquid chlorine. They'll just throw a tablet in there. You don't need to buy that tablet. You can buy the gallon jug of house brand chlorine. Just do not get the scented kind. Toilet plumbing. You know, we talked about the leaks. Well, sometimes you have to replace the supply line. And that's a line that comes out of the wall. It's usually thin and goes into the toilet tank. And sometimes they fail. Now, there's lots of ways of replacing that. You can get these fancy types that they sell at the big box stores in the plumbing department. They would be the kind that are clear or white, and you'll see a fabric reinforcing nylon or rayon or polyester fabric in there, kind of a cross weave. You can get the kind that has a stainless steel braid on the outside. I don't like any of those. I only like the kind that is a thin gray plastic that is semi-flexible. You can bend it into shape, and it'll sort of stay in that shape. And it costs one-fifth the price. And it will last decades. And the reason I like it is it's a smaller tube. And so why would I want less flow to the toilet? Well, unless you have an assembly line going on in your house and you need to be able to flush and next flush and then next and then flush, unless you've got that going on, you'd be better off with a slower flow of water refilling the toilet tank, because then you'd be less likely to be scalded when you're in the shower and somebody flushes the toilet somewhere else in the house. So you really don't need that high speed, high volume, high flow toilet supply line. So those are a few of the tips, and I think I'll do this every Friday, or if an instructor can't make it, I'll just keep going down the list of this, the topics in the book. Unless, of course, you think that I shouldn't. And if you think I shouldn't, somehow figure out how to let me know. And I'll stop. Thanks so much for being in class.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.